This is your Oldie Seed Farms Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. I'm talking today with Keith Miller, who farms in Great Bend, Kansas, in Barton County. Keith, how is the fall harvest going this season?
Well, some of us are wrapping up, and some of us are having trouble with the mylon getting dry, but it should dry out now that it froze. But most of the beans are done. The corn's pretty well done. It's just milo. It's all that's left, and we just got to wait for that freeze to dry it out.
Have you been getting moisture, or did you get moisture earlier in the season?
I had a couple pretty decent rains in August, and consequently, we had really nice beans that we cut on our own farm. And the milo is, well, it's making 60 to 70 for the most part from the dry land. So it is bad, but it's not real good. But all of ours was dry, and we finished harvesting last Saturday.
Okay. How did the corn come out? Did it go to grain?
My dry land corn was in the 60s to 70s. Irrigated corn, I didn't have any out this year, but I'm hearing that the irrigated corn is down about 20 to 30 bushels normal. It's too hot when it was pollinating.
Are you getting any rain today, or?
We just got 20 hundreds is all we got.
Oh, okay.
So our wheat's not, or we got a lot of wheat that's not up, and it's going to have a good 3/4 of an inch to an inch in order to get up. It's extremely dry where we are. Yeah, that's just third year in a row.
Yeah. Have you guys had any pests or disease issues this year?
Not too bad, really. We didn't spray anything. I plant resistant varieties for everything that I know of, and I didn't have to spray anything, so. Sugar cane aphids got pretty bad for the people that didn't have the resistant variety.
Has corn stunt virus gotten into that area yet?
Not yet. At least not that I'm aware of, anyway.
Did you have any bad weather events this season?
Yeah, we had some pretty rough weather a couple different times. Had some hail with it. The hail wasn't real heavy. It was just big stuff. It do some damage, but we had a lot of wind that suffered a lot. And it tore up a couple buildings I got, the wind did. So that's part of living in Kansas.
This has been your Oldie Seed Farms Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. I've been talking with Keith Miller, who farms in Great Bend, Kansas, in Barton County. This is Steve Knopfinger reporting for KFRM.